Gladys Berejiklian has probably done Australia a favour. She's not doing her 11 o'clock COVID update anymore because she, well, the state's reopening. She's got bigger fish to fry. The idea that leaders do daily updates is, of course, an anathema in most parts of the world. It seems now to suit only those who wish to continue to manipulate, i.e. us. This country has become obsessed with cases and, by extension, deaths. Not all deaths. Virtually every death goes completely untalked about. Indeed, hospitalisations and admissions go completely unnoticed. It's only when you step back a minute and when you look to what's happening overseas, do you realise just how hopelessly hypnotised we've become and to no one's benefit except possibly the government's? We have an increasing number of countries where a future completely unlike ours is being charted as we speak. Singapore, parts of Australia, Sweden, Denmark, Britain, all obvious examples of how shackles are being tossed aside in favour of freedom. In fact, the vast majority of the world is actually getting on with life. From America to virtually any country you want to name in Europe, all lead vastly more open lives than ours. Some countries might worry us. I mean, America, fairly poorly vaccinated and yet largely open. Look at the crowds at any sporting event. Now, you might not like the look of that, but that's probably because you're fearful. And you are almost certainly fearful because the government has made you so. By Berejiklian being out of people's faces on a daily basis, what will happen is people will become less obsessed with cases. The same way Britain is becoming less obsessed with cases. We've turned it into a game. A conversation starter. Hospitalisations and deaths are what medicos should worry about. You'll note the word medico. The same people who worry about hospitalisations and deaths for everything, not just COVID. We've become quasi-medicos, people who pass judgment on a select condition but care not about anyone else's plight. We know how many have died, but only of COVID, not of heart disease or road accidents. The 1 o'clock tells you how many admissions we've had, but only of COVID, not diabetes or dementia or gout. It's insanity. It's a cruel, absurd, nutty obsession. Berejiklian, along with a myriad of other leaders, have seen it for how destructive it's become, and they've walked. You might want to ask why those who stay to ear bash us daily want to be doing this, and what's their real agenda?